Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio, the podcast that's all about disease prevention using natural health alternatives. If you're searching for natural solutions to staying fit and healthy, you've tuned into the right place. Your hosts are David and Stephanie Tippy, two naturopaths with the advice and recommendations you need to steer clear of the modern medical mess created by Big Pharma. Today, more than ever, health is wealth, and on Aging Younger Radio, you'll get the tools and info you need to be the wealthiest person in town. So if having younger skin, a healthier heart, a stronger immune system, and more are what you desire, stick around. And now give a warm welcome to David and Stephanie.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio. This is Stephanie Tippy. David and I broadcast live every Wednesday from our clinic in Lauderdale, Florida. We can be reached at 954-742-4430, and you can find us online at agingyounger.net.
Yes, welcome to the Aging Younger Show. I'm David Tippy. I want to start by saying that food choices are critical to longevity, proving that educating yourself is vital. And that's what we try to do here on our radio program, such as pomegranates have been enjoyed for thousands of years and are a symbol of hope and abundance in many cultures. In North America, they're often overshadowed by more common fruits like apples and oranges, but once you learn how to eat them, pomegranates can add valuable nutrition, including powerful antioxidants, to your diet. Antioxidants are nature's way of providing your cells with adequate defenses against attacks by reactive oxygen species, or ROS. With sufficient levels, your body will be able to resist cellular damage and aging caused by everyday exposure to pollutants. The fruit contains three types of antioxidant, polyphenols, including tannins and anthocyanins and ellagic acid. In sufficient amounts, ellagic tannin compounds such as the pony collagens and the puna collagens account for about half of the pomegranate's antioxidant ability.
It is also an excellent source of vitamin C, another potent antioxidant, with one whole pomegranate providing 28.8 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, according to the National Institutes of Health, adult men need approximately 90 milligrams and adult women 75 milligrams of vitamin C per day to maintain a satisfactory vitamin C status. With smokers who rob themselves of their health, I want you smokers all to know that, needing 35 milligrams more than non-smokers. Now, again, according to a 2008 study which compared the potency of 10 different polyphenol-rich beverages, pomegranate juice scored top, billing as the healthiest. Overall, its antioxidant potency was found to be at least 20% greater than any of the other beverages.
Autophagy means self-eating and refers to your body's process of eliminating damaged cells and cellular components by digesting them. It is an essential cleaning out process that encourages the proliferation of new healthy cells and is a foundational aspect of cellular rejuvenation and longevity. Similarly, mitophagies refers to cytoprotective process that limits both the production of the ROS, meaning reactive oxygen species, and the release of toxic intra mitochondrial mitochondrial proteins. In other words, mitophagy is the process of cleaning out your mitochondria, allowing them to function at their best, which is crucial for normal cellular functioning and homeostasis, and thus for health and longevity. Mitochondrial health matters.
Because we all want to age younger. Mitochondrial, which is the powerhouse of the cell. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. So let's talk about mitochondrial dysfunction. Well, it will underscore aging and disease. Mitophagy, the mitochondria plus the autophagy, is a quality control pathway that preserves mitochondrial health by targeting damaged mitochondria for autophagic degradation. So hence, the molecules or the compounds that can augment mitophagy are therapeutic candidates to mitigate mitochondrial-related diseases. Are you getting the picture? How important the mitochondria are to our overall health? However, mitochondrial stress remains the most effective inducer of mitophagy. Thus, identification of mitophagy-inducing regimens that are clinically relevant is favorable. A study confirmed one of pomegranate's long-standing claims to fame, namely its anti-aging benefits or its age younger benefits, in a human placebo-controlled trial. The paper was published in Nature Metabolism, and it found that urolithin A, which is a gut bacteria-derived metabolite of elagitannus in pomegranate, can help slow the aging process, again by improving the mitochondrial function. And this was reported by Medical Express. And I'm going to quote what Medical Express reported. So, quote, pomegranate, a fruit prized by many civilizations for its health benefits, contains elagitannins. When ingested, these molecules are converted into a compound known as urolithin A or UA in the human gut. The researchers found that UA can slow down the mitochondrial aging process. Close the quote. The catch is that not everyone produces UA naturally. To get around that problem and to make sure all participants received an equal dose, the team synthesized the compound. But remember, nothing is better than that straight from Mother Nature.
The study was about 30 elderly, sedentary, but otherwise healthy participants were first given a single dose between 250 milligrams and 2,000 milligrams of urolithin A in the control group, and the other group received a placebo. No side effects were observed at any dosage. Next, as outlined by the study report, the participants were divided into four different groups receiving either a placebo or 250 milligrams to 500 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams of urolithin A for 28 days. Biomarkers associated with cellular and mitochondrial health were assessed, showing the compound stimulates mitochondrial biogenesis. The process by cells increases their mitochondrial mass, i.e. the number of mitochondria within them. Exercise is well known to trigger mitochondrial biogenesis as well, resulting in higher glucose uptake by your muscles, which in turn helps lower your blood sugar and improve insulin sensitivity. Overall, the regulation of mitochondrial biogenesis is an important therapeutic target for many conditions.
UA is the only known compound that reestablishes the cell's ability to recycle defective mitochondria, as written by the Medical Express, noting that while mitochondrial biogenesis occurs naturally, the efficiency of this process declines with advancing age. This is one of the reasons behind sarcopenia, or the loss of bone mass, plus the need for replacing it in the body through Mother Nature. John Ororix, a professor at the lab, Johan Ororix, a professor at the Laboratory of Integrated Systems Physiology, told Medical Express, and I'm quoting him right now, "These latest findings, which build on previous preclinical trials, really crystallize how adding UA to your diet could be a game changer for human health," close quote.
From pomegranates along comes something as amazing, can you believe, that a fruit that has a poisonous seed has a fruit surrounding it that is the healthiest on the planet. And that's lychee. Lychee, okay, is an exotic evergreen tree that can reach 40 feet in height. It produces red ovoid fruit with white flesh and a single large seed and a tough, bumpy, easily peeled skin. The seed is poisonous and should not be eaten. A chemical in the seed causes low blood sugar, which is why outbreaks of severe illness and even death among the malnourished children during the harvest time are common in areas like India. Lychee yields can be fairly large, although most trees will produce bountiful yields only 1 year out of every three. Trees thrive and produce well in a subtropical and Mediterranean-type climates. If you're in the good planting zone areas, you can grow lychee outdoors in your garden. Lychee grown indoors will rarely produce fruit due to the lack of sunlight.
As for me, lychee is one of my favorite fruits. Now, the lychee fruit has a light, perfume-like flavor. It is usually eaten fresh. I prefer it fresh or frozen. I never buy it frozen, and can be made into sauces, jam, puree, or preserves. As for me, I like it plain. Its sweetness is amazing. The first mention of lychee is found in Chinese literature, and it dates back to 1059 A.D. According to the University of Florida's Horticulture Department, reliable bearing and highest production occurs in subtropical and Mediterranean-type climates. Areas with significant altitude may also be productive. Tea made from lychee peel is said to treat chickenpox and diarrhea. In India, parts of the bark, root, and lychee flowers are gargled for sore throats. This is according to the book Lychee Disease Management, and this was a direct quote from the University of Florida's Horticulture Department. Now, one of this fruit's most powerful and unique nutrients is oleaginone, which contains a number of valuable antioxidants with the ability to fight flu viruses and protect the skin from UV ray damage. The fruit is loaded with vitamin C, which also helps protect you against the common colds and other infections and quenches inflammation. Other nutrients in the lychee include the B vitamins, including B6, potassium, which, as we all should know by now, assists helping control the heart rate and blood pressure, and stave off strokes and other heart ailments. Thiamine, niacin, folate, copper, all of which helps produce red blood cells, maintain healthy bones, prevent thyroid problems, and also prevent anemia.
For all their benefits, the lychee fruits are best consumed in moderation, as they also contain fructose, along with glucose and sucrose, which may be harmful to your health in excessive amounts. A 3.5-ounce serving contains an estimated 16.5 grams of these sugars. So education is vital, just as vital as choice. As we always say, choice matters. You should always check to see how your body reacts to whatever your choices are, because such things as allergies and certain cases were associated with eating the lychee fruit, including anaphylactic reactions. So check it out for yourself. Consumers must interpret information that may not be correct for them or even relevant. The theory of food synergy, which postulates that the many constituents of individual foods and dietary patterns act together on health, leads to the idea that dietary policy would be clearer if it simply focused on foods in Mother Nature. Although people eat food and many do not take isolated nutrients, the practice of talking about nutrition and as a composite of the nutrients and other biochemicals rather than as food is widespread in the public and industry, in government, and among scientists who would rather you purchase what they produce, such as drugs.
Thinking only of food, a lot is known about diet to prevent cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and other conditions. Among the healthiest of known dietary patterns is vegetarianism, which is food non-nutrient oriented and certainly not the direction wellness professionals would choose, since animal protein is vital to health. Other formulations, often referred to as prudent or Mediterranean, are low in meat protein and may use harmful to your health processed foods, unrefined, unsaturated oil, and farm-raised fish, and may include processed dairy, coffee, tea, chocolate, and possibly some alcohol, not in excessive course. Now, with this knowledge, it ought to be easy for the consumer to run from this and select a healthy food. Yet the food industry advertises the use of these processed nutrients to gain a market edge.
One apparently healthy breakfast cereal advertises itself as containing whole grain nuts and berries, which absolutely should be sufficient for dietary choice, right? However, the box goes on to mention less processed, high in fiber and antioxidants, equated with vitamin C and E, and implies low fat by saying that it contains 3 grams of total fat. The consumer has has to decipher all of the nutrient information, which ranges from ambiguous to probably incorrect. Processed is ambiguous. Some processing is good, such as cooking at home to make food palatable and to avoid bacterial infection, but some is highly questionable, such as adding preservatives solely to maintain shelf life and fortifying on the basis of unproven benefits for isolated nutrients and biochemicals. High in fiber is interesting, but in some instances, fiber is man-made, such as polydextrose and inulin and maltodextrin are isolated, such as garum gum and pectin, not the naturally occurring non-starch polysaccharide that is an indicator of the walls of the biochemical-rich cells.
Antioxidants prove to be a complicated story. Several randomized clinical trials have shown that isolated antioxidants are not helpful or even harmful, including vitamin C and E. Although it is likely that the antioxidant property generally marks phytochemical-rich plant food, the implication that antioxidants are the main factors in disease prevention then is questionable and misleading. The message that 3 grams total fat is unnecessary, because whole grains and berries are well known to be low in fat, and the high-fat nuts are a minor constituent. The low-fat message is itself misleading, because not all fats have the same health benefit or effect. Past very popular low-fat diets have been a disaster for our brains. Some experts today believe that low-fat eating may be responsible for the recent increase in brain disorders such as anxiety, depression, ADHD, and even Alzheimer's. Of all your organs, your brain especially needs fat. It is largely made up of fat. 60% by weight of your brain is fat. Your brain cell membrane integrity largely depends on the quality of the fats you eat, and healthy brain cell membranes are critical for brain health and function. They control what is allowed in, which are nutrients, and what is pushed out, by the way, which are toxins. When unhealthy, trans fats get integrated into brain cell membranes, well, they're going to become less efficient. Trans fats even condemn your brain cells to shorter lives. It is not an exaggeration, folks, to say that the quality of your brain cells depends on the quality of the fats that you consume.
Many U.S. consumers spent much of the past 30 years trying to comply with recommendations to eat low-fat diets, potentially tending to reduce the intake of healthy foods such as fatty wild-caught fish, olives, coconut oil, and nuts. In the early 1980s, it was thought that the low total fat message would reduce saturated fat intake with minimal damage from not eating a few healthy fatty foods. However, the food supply chain industry reacted to the low-fat message by creating many new low-fat foods, adding sugar and starch, and using processed food technology to maintain the accustomed consistency and taste of altered foods. Thus, choosing low-fat food items did not lead to healthy food choices, and many may have at times led to selecting the worst foods. This result was not foreseen by those advocating the nutrient-based dietary recommendation. These policy statements and industrial actions likely reduced the intake of the phytochemicals, which the various biological active compounds found in plants. Now, without these phytochemicals, it is not inconceivable that their lacking contributed to the obesity epidemic.
Molecules exist in great diversity in all living organisms. It would be difficult to get an exact count of the number of distinct molecules in a morsel of food, but the number must be very large because every small difference in chemical structure in Mother Nature when food is processed must be counted. Small changes in a molecule can affect health. An example in the diet is the fatty acid. The naturally occurring form, prominent in coconut oil and olives, is acetoleic acid, whereas transelaic acid does not occur naturally, but has been consumed heavily in recent years as a processed food technology product by partial hydrogenation of vegetable oils. And everybody thinks because it's an oil coming from vegetable, it's healthy. It's not. Oleic and elaic acids differ only in the position of the double bond, which results in a bent molecule in the CIS, the cis form, but a straight molecule in the transform. It's the transform that will increase serum cholesterol and is related to increased incidence of coronary artery disease.
Choosing food from Mother Nature extends life and improves health. People who follow healthy diets tend to lead longer, healthier lives. But most of the studies backing the assertion compared people who ate well to people who did not. Does changing your own diet over many years make much difference? In a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers found that it did. People who added in some wholesome foods over time, even if they didn't necessarily commit to making these choices over their entire way of eating, improve their chances of living longer, with some choices at least. Researchers looked at the data from the same group of people over 12 years to see if those who changed their diet for the better or for the worst, either by eating more healthy foods or more unhealthy foods, lived longer or died early than those who didn't change what they change what they ate. So the study involved more than 73,000 men and women enrolled in two long-term health studies. People were asked to record their typical diet at the start of the study, then to fill out the food questionnaires every 4 years. And it turned out to be an absolute show that the risk was extremely unhealthy for those people who made the wrong choices.
Well, we have run out of time. David and I sincerely hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you would like to learn more and speak to us directly, it's as simple as a telephone call to 954-4430. You can find me, Stephanie Tippy, on Skype, and my Skype handle is stephanie.tippy. You can also go to agingyounger.net and send us an email through the website. We are very accessible. We are here to help you age younger because that's what we are all about. We created the 8 Steps to Aging Younger, and we will empower you to age younger. Give us a call at 954-742-4430. Until next week, have a very healthy, happy 4th of July, and God bless you all.
David and Stephanie truly hope you enjoyed today's podcast and learned a lot of excellent information about how to stay healthy naturally. Like the old adage says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And with the information you've learned today, you can put prevention to work for you right now. By the way, if you want one-on-one help and advice from Stephanie and David, you can call them at 954-742-4430 or visit their website at www.agingyounger.net today. Thanks for joining us on Aging Younger Radio. Here's to your health, naturally.